These are only 4 of the 10 students in the first ever Sitka cello seminar, but the cello is a big instrument, human-sized really, so it feels like there are more like 8 performers in the Westmark banquet room. Alexander Cox, Robert Lee, Wesley Skinner, and Hannah Hoffman are all advanced cello students in upper-level undergraduate or master's programs. They've been playing together for a week under the tutelage of Dr. Melissa Kraut of the Cleveland Institute of Music and Zuhal Bailey, the artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Bailey told the Chamber that most festival masterclasses breed competition. The Sitka program had another objective.
This seminar isn't just about the lessons. It's about representing oneself where you feel comfortable with yourself. So what does that mean? It means finding yourself. That means finding yourself through music, finding yourself to be able to communicate in public, both verbally and through your instrument, which is kind of the same. And how does one take music to the people? Well, you do it by simply taking music to the people. So they are playing in the cafes. Tonight's Westmark. A couple of days ago was Ludwig's Wine Bar. Tomorrow is Ludwig's again. And we've been playing in the hospitals and having open rehearsals for the community. We're also playing for the Fine Arts Camp. The students, the young artists that we have, are also teaching to learn to teach more, teaching the fine arts kids, the cellists. And we, as faculty, are giving presentations for the whole school. So as you can see, it's kind of a perfect storm. An incredible time.
The Sitka Summer Music Festival's purchase of Stevenson Hall on the former Sheldon Jackson College made the seminar possible. The building has housing and rehearsal space for 10 musicians plus faculty. Next summer, the seminar will expand to include talented amateurs. Ultimately, Bailey said there was no need to limit programs to summer at all.
That building, Stevenson Hall, will be used every single week of the year for something. And it will become kind of a lightning rod for the arts, of course, and also business and tourism for this city. It will start here and will resonate not only throughout the state, because in the future, they don't even know this, but with these residencies, we're going to create artists that are comfortable bringing music to the people, and then in exchange for that time that they're here, we're going to send them throughout the state on tours to perform and do this for everyone in all of Alaska. So we're creating our future.
Bailey did not appear overconfident discussing future plans. He reminded the audience that the Sitka Summer Music Festival was established in 1972 as the world's first chamber music festival. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.